Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Set.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning, 7:45 here at KNSS. I think it's 7:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 33, Cleveland 29.
Two.
Nationwide gasoline prices up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.25 a gallon.
One.
President Biden receiving plenty of flack over his vaccine mandates, but he's not backing down. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a report of some debris in the roadway. I-235 southbound, the ramp to 13th Street. The report there, the debris is on the ramp, so watch for a slowdown again. Southbound I-235, 13th Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 69. For Tuesday, 30% chance for rain with a high tomorrow of 90 degrees. Now a clear sky, 66 degrees, a south wind at 14 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. Odyssey has added over 300 specialty music stations to our Odyssey app. Check out the channel Frankie Says Dance, your totally rad 1980s dance playlist. Or tune in to The Canyon, the softer side of the 70s with hits from Jackson Brown, the Eagles, and Linda Ronstadt. Brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. Get the Odyssey app on the Apple Store or Google Play.
Yeah.
7:47, Steve and Ted. Stocks traded lower Friday on fears of inflation.
The Dow down 271 points, its fifth day in a row of losses. The S&P off 34, the NASDAQ down 132. Apple, the biggest laggard on the Dow, down more than 3%. The tech giant can no longer force developers to use in-app purchasing. That according to a federal judge's ruling in a closely watched trial between Epic Games and Apple. The producer price index for August coming in at its biggest gain since 2010, up 8.3% year over year. The number represents inflation at the wholesale level. Now eyes will be on next Tuesday's release of the Consumer Price Index for August next Tuesday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Labor unions are divided over vaccine mandates. The split has become more significant after President Biden announced his plan to require federal workers to get inoculated and private companies with more than 100 employees to get them vaccinated. Several prominent unions have praised Biden's plan, but others have pushed back. Police and firefighter unions have fought hard against the mandates in cities. Some federal unions have objected to Biden's mandate for U.S. government workers. Experts say they are taking different approaches because the labor movement represents workers of all political persuasions. After endless disruption due to the pandemic and the supercharged growth of streaming services, moviegoing may be going back to something a little more like normal. The Walt Disney Company Friday announced that all of its remaining films this year will open exclusively theatrically.
Yeah, we're going to hit that in entertainment news in the blur in the 8 o'clock hour a little bit.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. All right, let's take a look at some local business news this morning, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal. In its mission to provide Wichita's homeless population with food, shelter, and recovery, Union Rescue Mission has run out of room. The nonprofit has been steadily reaching capacity over the past 2 years at its shelter on North Hillside with an average of 160 nightly stays, says Doug Nolte, Union Rescue's CEO. And as the nonprofit's programming to help and homelessness evolves, Nolte says Union Rescue Mission looked downtown to open a second facility. In early 2020, Union Rescue Mission purchased a two-story building at 334 North Topeka, which is south of 3rd Street and had previously been known as the Samaritan Center. Now, the renovation, targeted to finish next summer, will transform the building into a downtown shelter and programming site that will be a $3 million investment.
Deliveries of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which includes extensive work done in Wichita, could be paused for nearly two more months. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the manufacturer has made its latest inspection proposal, but it's been rejected by the Federal Aviation Administration. Sources familiar with the impasse say that could keep Dreamliner deliveries halted until at least late next month. The 787 has been hampered by production issues, many stemming from an inspection of the program directed by Boeing, one of which involves nonconformities in the forward fuselage section manufactured in Wichita by Spirit AeroSystems. The problem, which is said not to pose a safety risk, was discovered after previous issues sparked a complete evaluation of the aircraft by the company. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
7:51 now, Steve and Ted. And earlier this morning, the last hour, we had Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, in at 6:50, as he's usually here at that time. But Don is also a member of the Wagon Masters, mm-hmm. which is a group of people here in town who just do a lot of really great volunteer work, helping out to charities and so forth. And every year at Jubilee, they have a great big area where they've got chili and they've got hamburgers and hot dogs. And he said they just had probably the best crowd they've had maybe ever.
How about that?
He said they had about 5,500 tickets out. And if they're over 5,000, that's plenty in that space. Of just walking around sampling food. If you've never been to Jubilee, it is a big fundraiser for the Sedgwick County Zoo.
And they didn't get to have it last year.
They didn't have it, and they need the money to keep that place going, mm-hmm. making sure that it's still the number one visitor attraction in the state of Kansas. Jed went, right,
yes,
Jed?
Yes, I did. It was very, very crowded there. I stopped by and got some of the Wagon Masters. I got a hot dog. I didn't get a bowl of their chili. I had the guy just ladle some onto the hot dog I had. So.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Worked out really well.
Not a bad idea. So you had basically a chili dog.
Yes.
Right? By the way,
and it was very good.
As we're mentioning the Wagon Masters, I would like to mention that we'll mention this again over the next couple of weeks, but their 2021 Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off's coming up noon on September 25th. I'm sure that's a Saturday. Douglas and St. Francis. You're downtown Wichita. They've been doing this for over 30 years. And again, in other words, it's another fundraiser and Wagon Masters involved. They do a great job. And, you know, I was honored and privileged a few years ago to be the potentate for the Downtown Chili Cook-Off. They alternate that, rotate it between famous people every year. No, just people they can get to do it. And it's kind of fun. You don't do anything but ride around in a little cart and try to be nice to people.
Another event that has become a must do on the yearly calendar in Wichita.
Yeah, yep. In this time of year, so of course, count on the weather to straighten up and everything to be
it's
nice.
Usually fantastic.
Kind of, yeah,
yeah, and it's back to the older location this time.
No,
the last couple of them had been in the
Kennedy Plaza
area, and that was really nice, but it was a little bit more compact. Mm-hmm. I like the old format because it's you're able to spread out a little bit, so it's a little bit nicer.
Coming up on the 25th, today is Uncle Sam Day, commemorating the man behind the iconic image. The fascinating nickname for the United States government was born on this date in 1766. Did you know this, Ted? That long ago? Sam Wilson, a meat packer from New York, supplied barrels of meat to soldiers. It couldn't have been 1776. I think that's a misprint. Sam Wilson, a meat packer from New York, supplied barrels of meat to soldiers during the War of 1812, which was after 1760. To identify the meat for shipment, Wilson prominently stamped U.S. on the barrels. Might have been 1860.
Well, there you go.
It wasn't long before the soldiers dubbed the grub a delivery from Uncle Sam. As such nicknames tend to do, its popularity spread, and today is the day we celebrate.
About that?
Uncle Sam Day. Okay.
Nice.
All right, see you at 10 in the morning here at
KNSS. I'm shocked you haven't mentioned how many shows we've done.
Oh, good. Yeah, I am too. I won't mention that. Come up here in a few minutes. We'll elaborate on it, but this is show number 5,999. Stephen Ted, I threw something up on Facebook a while ago.
Yeah.
And let people know
that. You're not
that.
Mentioning it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you've already gotten a response even from the Facebook offering. So
anything good?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, gentlemen. It's an impressive accomplishment. I really enjoy your broadcast. That's from Mark.
Hey, thank you, Mark. There you go. Tomorrow is 6,000.
Yeah, the big number 6,000 is tomorrow.
All right. We'll talk about that more coming up here in a few minutes. How about that? Yeah, it's been so busy. There's so much going on, Ted. I just kind of lost track of that. All right, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, Stay with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have the latest on President Biden's vaccination mandates and the pushback. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, season opener for the Chiefs. We have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is on the way.
Yeah, coming off a big weekend. We'll get you your entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.